Hello everyone, this is Patrick again. Just thought I'd give a few bits of advice for the last couple of days before you submit your EMA. I think it's very important to look at the criteria because this is how your markers are going to assess your work. And as usual, there are the five criteria. First one, use of sources. Remember, you cannot get good marks unless you use the resources and explicitly reference them. So it's very important that you have references. You do your very best to make sure that the references are in the appropriate form. Look back at the information in Book 2 on referencing. You can also search on the OU for a much more detailed site about Harvard referencing, and this can be very useful for you. The second one is structure and development. Here you'll be assessed a lot on how well you construct paragraphs. Remember to have a sentence at the beginning that tells the reader what the paragraph is about. Another aspect of this is the issue of appropriate formatting. Reading the last TMA, quite a lot of you did not really write it in the form of a report. Remember to have bullet points, to have numberings, to have headings. Make it look like a report. The third criterion is writing style. Try as much as possible to make sure that the writing style is quite formal. If you have a choice of two words in English, try to use the more formal one. Also, try to be evaluative in the way that you write. Show your attitude towards things. So, for example, write things like, this is a clear disadvantage, this is a significant problem. Those sorts of language would be very appropriate. The fourth one is grammatical correctness. So make sure here that you check your work before you give it in. Look for the kinds of mistakes that you tend to make. So look back at the kinds of things that I've written comments on previous assignments and see if you can see any examples of those kinds of mistake. Presentation will deal with whether the spelling is correct, so use your spell check. Do be aware that occasionally spell checks don't work completely, and sometimes you may have spelt incorrectly for the word that you want, but it actually makes another good English word, and therefore the spell check won't actually pick that up. So and try and check your work quite carefully. Another aspect of presentation is make sure that your assignment is not too long and not too short. Anyway, this is probably the last time you'll hear from me. It's been a pleasure working with you all, and I wish you all the best of luck for your EMA. You all have the ability to pass, and I very much hope that you will, and I expect you will, but obviously I can't guarantee that. So good luck for everyone, and it's been a pleasure working with you. Bye.